Is there a difference between insha'Allah and bi'ithnillah? The short answer is yes, there is a difference, which means that using them interchangeably may not be possible in all situations. So let's find out what the exact differences between them are. First of all, insha'Allah literally means Allah willing, or if Allah wills. And bi'ithnillah means with the will of Allah, or with the permission of Allah. So from the surface, the translations seem to be quite similar, indicating that they are synonyms to one another. But in Arabic, this is not the case. So what is then the difference in Arabic, and how can we use them properly? Well, there are mainly two opinions on the difference between insha'Allah and bi'ithnillah. We'll start with the first opinion. The first opinion takes into account taking measures, or in Arabic, al-akhdhu bil-asbab, in the action that you are talking about. And so, insha'Allah is used with any situation which you yourself can take measures in. Or in other words, you can do something about it. Like, for example, saying, I will pass the test, insha'Allah. So, taking measures in this situation is then studying for the test. And so, I will pass the test, insha'Allah, because I can do something about it. And then you say it after taking the necessary measures. And the rest is, of course, from Allah. That's why Allah says in the Quran,
قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ
So, the meaning, I will try my best to be patient, and so I will be patient, insha'Allah. And therefore, when Allah was teaching Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, this exact lesson, he instructed him to use insha'Allah.
وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ
So, if you plan a future action, say insha'Allah. And on the other hand, bi'ithnillah refers to actions that you cannot take measures in. So they happen regardless whether you do something about it or not. Like saying, tomorrow it will rain bi'ithnillah, because there is nothing you can do about it to stop the rain or cause it. And so in the Quran we notice the use aligning with this understanding. Like how Isa, alayhi salam, described the turning of a bird made from clay to a real bird.
فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ
Because there is nothing that Isa, alayhi salam, can possibly do, or anyone else for that matter, that can give life to a bird made from clay. Similarly,
وَمَا كَانَ لِرَسُولٍ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِآيَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ
Indicating that all the miracles of prophets and messengers are purely from Allah, and they can take measures to actually cause it to happen. Which also aligns with how Allah describes the battles and victory in the Quran. Like in these two ayat, in which we see in both of them that the phrase bi'ithnillah is used to describe the cause of victory, to show that not number, weapons, any sort of preparation or anything causes victory. It is purely from Allah, because Allah says,
وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ
So this was the first opinion. Depending on the understanding of the use of both phrases in the Quran. We use insha'Allah if you can do something about the action you're talking about, and we use bi-ibnillah if it is from Allah and you can take any measures for this action. But other scholars think a bit differently, and so there is a second opinion. They say that insha'Allah and bi-ibnillah are similar in meaning, but not the same in use, and so they cannot be used interchangeably in some situations, specifically depending on the tense and the time of the action. So, that grammar aspect of it. So, for example, if you're talking about a future action, you may use both insha'Allah and bi-ibnillah without much difference, which means that saying, I will see you tomorrow, insha'Allah, and I will see you tomorrow, bi-ibnillah, both give the exact same meaning. But if you are referring to something that had happened in the past, you may not use insha'Allah for that action, but only bi-ibnillah. So we say, I passed the test bi-ibnillah, but never I passed the test insha'Allah. So for this opinion, both phrases are pretty much the same, except for the grammatical use. One is used in all situations, and the other is used only for future events. So, from these two opinions, which of the two opinions is more valid or closer to what is right? Well, although the first opinion is quite consistent with the examples mentioned, and it is actually repeated a lot on the internet, it is not the opinion of the majority of the scholars and the interpreters of the Quran. That's why I think that the second opinion is more valid, and it is also the opinion of almost all interpreters, simply because nothing in this universe happens except with the permission and the will of Allah, and that the difference is purely grammatical and related to the tense you are speaking in. So saying, it will rain insha'Allah and it will rain bi-ibnillah, both convey the exact same concept, because raining happens only if Allah permits it and if Allah wills it. And I will pass the test insha'Allah and I will pass the test bi-ibnillah are also pretty much the same thing. And that the only time when using insha'Allah is not suitable is when using it for something that had already come to pass, because using a conditional sentence does not make much sense for something that had already happened. Still, some scholars accepted from that ibadat, like saying, I prayed insha'Allah, because we don't know if Allah accepted it or not. Having said that, it would still be better to use each of these two phrases as they were used in the Quran in the same situations as we were taught. So, when you intend to do something tomorrow or in the future, use insha'Allah. And if you expect something to happen, use bi-ibnillah, simply because it is Allah's choice of words in these situations. But know that they still refer to pretty much the same or similar concept, except grammatically. Finally, if you're not sure whether we should write insha'Allah as one word or three words, then I highly recommend watching this lesson, which discusses this concept in detail. You will find the link for this lesson in the description. Thanks for watching. If you want to start learning the Tajweed, then start with this playlist. And also, don't forget to check my latest book about Tajweed and download the companion app. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.